Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Memtes and Meseches Psachim is one who finds chametz during the Yom Tov on Pesach itself, which emerges in the nuances of halacha lemaisa from an unlikely place in our sugya on Memtes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah told us on Memtes that someone who is on his way to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shchitas HaPesach or Mila and realizes that he has chametz in his house, the Mishnah gives a suggestion that he do bittul and continue on and doing the mitzvah, if by returning home he will lose the opportunity to do that mitzvah. This, of course, is because bittul is viable even if one is not next to the chametz. This is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Tov Mem Dalid Siv Zayin. The Magen Avraham, though, has a very important comment which requires further analysis and might be at the crux of different customs, halacha lemaisa, as I've heard from contemporary poskim. The Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Yud Aleph writes that this halacha is only Erev Pesach before the sixth hour. In other words, the completion of the sixth hour. After the Zman Iser, after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, through the rest of Pesach, we learned in the first perek that one cannot be mevatel one's chametz. And therefore the Magen Avraham argues that you have to pass up the mitzvah of Mila. And the words of the Magen Avraham are important. He writes, Mishum dahayaseh vahayaseh, both Mila and Tashbisu is aseh, vaaseh dish Tashbisu chomir tfei, but the aseh of Tashbisu is more stringent, shekol shaita, every moment over a love, masha inkein b'mila, in contrast to when it comes to Mila. The Machtzis HaShekel asked, isn't Mila also a mitzvah aseh? And the Shaar HaTzion explains in Sif Katan Chav Vav, if I'm not mistaken, that when it comes to Mila, even if you're not going to do it now and you'll violate the rule of Zrizim Matim LaMitzvah, at the same time, there isn't an Isur D'Oraisa to postpone it. In contrast to Tashbisa, the Magen Avraham claims, every moment you don't destroy the Chametz, when you're supposed to, you're in violation. So if you could do Bittul, fine. But over here, you've got to go back. It's an Aseh de Tashbisu de Chomir Tvei. This is an important Magen Avraham, Aliba de Hilchasa, as we will develop in a moment. This is how I assume Halacha Lamaisa as well, although it is interesting, I did see right now that in the Aliba de Hilchasa of the Masifta Gemaris, they do quote some dissenting opinions, but it's clearly the majority Shita La Halacha. It is for this reason that Rav Mordechai Goldstein, one of the Rabbonim and Poskim here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, told people on Pesach in a Shiur Halacha that if they find Chametz in their house on Pesach and it's not in an area that was sold by a Goy, it is not enough L'chatchila to simply intend to destroy the Chametz. Despite the fact that the Gemara in the first parak on Daf Vav Zayin or so said, Hamash Chometz bePesach al Manas Levaro Eina Over beBal Yiro Bal Yimotzei, someone who watches over Chometz on Pesach and intends to destroy it, he's not over on Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzei. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham told us that there is a mitzvah called Rega VeRega of Tashbisu. Rav Goldstein argued that you must say that according to the Magen Avraham, that despite the fact you're not over on Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotzei, nevertheless there is a bittul mitzvahs asei detashbisu, and as long as one would be able to, we'll talk about the halachic possibility of it in a moment, he had argued that in such a case, with the bittul of mitzvahs tashbisu, one should push with one's foot, tiltul begufo, which according to the Mishnah Brura, is permissible into an area where the chametz is sold, and thereby not violate the mitzvah saseh kol rega verega of the mitzvah of tashbisu. Rav Goldstein is a prominent posek here in the neighborhood, the son of the great Rav Tuvia Goldstein Zatzal, and it seems many follow this custom, although one could argue that this is not the position of the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura, based on the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, on Davav, seems to give us a different psak, and the Mishnah Brura never gives Rav Goldstein's suggestion. In Shulchan Aruch, the psak is as follows. Hamotzei chametz bebeiso, if someone finds chametz, imu b'chalamoyed yotzienu v'yivarenu miyat. If he finds it in chalamoyed, then he should destroy it immediately. Vimu yomtiv, yichba alav kli ad alayla v'oiz yivarenu. He turns
over a kli. You can't burn it because it's not considered avara shelo letzarech hayom. Mishnah Brura goes on to say that halacha lemaisa, most acharonim understand that the only time you shouldn't move the chametz with your hands and just simply turn over a kli is if you already did bittul. If you didn't do bittul, then you have the lav d'araisa of bal yirah and bal yimatzeh, and then that would be doche the din d'rabbanan of muktzah we developed in yesterday's halacha from the daily daf, that tiltul muktzah is only going to be d'rabbanan. What if he did do bittul? So the Mishnah Brura seems to leave it as such. He never suggests doing tiltul beguf, like Rav Goldstein had suggested. And he seems to be satisfied with the fact that you were already no longer in violation of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh, and your Masha Al-Menas Leva'er, that should be enough. The only suggestion that the Mishnah Brura deals with in Sifkatan Yud Aleph is to use a pole to push the Muktzah, and here he paskins Tiltul Min Hatzad Shmei Tiltul, which we've discussed in detail, that there are times that we say tiltul min atzad is considered tiltul, and times that it's not. We discussed that in Halacha from the Daily Daf Masechet Shabbos, as well as the Shiurim in the Gris Kolel in Hilchos Muktzah. Here, for some reason, the Mishnah Brura assumes that it's considered tiltul min atzad, and he doesn't give the suggestion of tchifa al yidei gufo. Rav Goldstein even argued that it could very well be that we would be makel on tiltul min hatzad, because there are poskim who would say that this is tiltul min hatzad letzarech davar amutter, and it'll be permissible, not only tiltul beguf. He told me privately that he thought lechatchila tiltul beguf, but if I'm not mistaken, even publicly he had suggested tiltul min hatzad. Bottom line, there are two approaches of what to do if a person finds chametz and pesach in a standard home that follows shomer Torah that are shomer Torah mitzvahs, and did bittul before Pesach. The simple reading of the Mishnah Brura is if you find it on Pesach, you don't do anything except for covering it with a kli, and then after Pesach, according to most poskim, it's going to be burnt. Rav Mordechai Goldstein suggested to his tzibur that they should kick it lechatchila, possibly even push it with a rod, which is a tremendous chidush. It's clearly against the Mishnah Brura, into a room or an area that was sold to a goy, and thereby no longer violate Bal Yirah and Tashbisu. Rav Goldstein's motivation was that at the end of the day, even though one is not over Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh, because one is Masha HaChametz Amnas Levar, you intend to destroy it on Matzoi Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed, which is what one should do, burn it on Chol HaMoed. Nevertheless, there still is the mitzvah of Tashbisu that he's mevatel every moment. What's the Mishnah Brura going to do with that argument? So if you take a look in the Shari Tshuva and Sifkatan Beis, the Shari Tshuva quotes the Noda Behuda as saying that if chametz was already mevutel, there's a mitzvah only of a dirabanan of Tashbisu. So maybe the crux of the issue over here is as follows. Even though we follow the Magen Avram Lahalacha, that every moment that one does not destroy the chametz, one is in violation of the aseh of Tashbisu. But if one has already done bittul, so then in such a case, it's only a derabbanan of Tashbisu. It's not a da'araisa of Tashbisu. And it could very well be that Rav Goldstein's argument that one is violating the aseh of Tashbisu, and that one should be concerned about and even be makel on tiltul min hatzad, that it's not a consideration when we're talking about a derabbanan of Tashbisu. If you're going to be makel on the derabbanan of Muktza, there that one should not do b'kum v'aseh to the derabbanan of Tashbisu. That was what the Mishnah Brura would say. Rav Goldstein would say, no, at the end of the day, the tiltul begufo is mutter mi'ikur d'dina according to Mishnah Brura. We've mentioned in the past that the Chazon Ish disagrees. And even tiltul min hatzad, one could argue that by pushing it in an area that was sold with a rod or a broom, could be tiltul min hatzad letzarech davar hamutor, letzarech davar hamitzvah v'amevin yavin, and therefore permissible. The yisod that I heard from our great Rebbe Rav Nevenzel Shlita is that when a case of doubt, one should follow the stimas HaMishnah Brura, and the custom in Klal Yisrael, as far as I know, has always been that if chas v'chalila one finds chametz on Pesach, one turns a kli over that chametz, and one waits for Matzoi Yom Tov to burn the chametz. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Memtes in Maseches Pesachim.